From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Columbia Memorial Hospital announced on January 20th that it had reached an agreement with the Greene County Industrial Development Agency to purchase a four-acre parcel of land near Exit 21 on the west side of the New York State Thruway in Catskill. The parcel is part of a 60-acre lot the county is in the process of developing. According to a press release, the option allows CMH to continue its plans to build its CMH Medical Plaza West. The Hudson-based healthcare organization says it will expand services, adding to what is currently offered at CMH's Green Medical Arts Facility in Jefferson Heights. J.P. Callahan, the president and CEO of Columbia Memorial, said, and I quote, CMH's affiliation with Albany Med has positioned us to envision providing specialty care services currently not available in Greene County, providing local residents with convenient access to even more care, end quote. Plans for the specific service to be offered at the new medical plaza are still under consideration and review. Hospital officials expect to identify the project's next steps in the coming months. Columbia Memorial Health maintains more than 35 care centers, including 13 primary care and more than 23 specialty care centers region-wide. CMH, along with Saratoga Hospital and Albany Med, is part of the Albany Med Health System. Robert Harding reports for Auburn Publications that State Senator Jim Seward is the latest Republican to announce he is not running for another term this fall. In November, Seward announced he has been receiving treatment for recurrence of bladder cancer. Now he is retiring. Seward said, and I quote, "This is the right decision for my health, my family, and the people of the 51st Senate District," end quote. The 51st District Seward represents includes Cortland, Otsego, and Schoharie counties, and parts of Cayuga, Chenango, Delaware, Herkimer, Tompkins, and Ulster counties. A source told The Citizen that Assemblyperson Chris Teague may run for the seat in the Republican primary. Teague currently represents Greene and Schoharie counties and parts of Ulster, Delaware, and Otsego counties in the state assembly. Jim Barber, a Schoharie Valley farmer, is running for the seat as a Democrat. At least 7 Republicans in the state Senate are declining to run again this November. Read more about this story at Auburn Publications. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York Republican Chairperson Nick Langworthy on January 20th picked sides in the primary election for the New York 20 congressional district seat now held by Democrat Paul Tonkel. Langworthy backed Liz Joy, a real estate agent and an author who lives in Schenectady, over Michael Sini, a deputy in the Rensselaer County Sheriff's Office. The two Republicans face off in the June primary to take on Tonkel. Langworthy said in a statement, and I quote, "The 2020 election will be a stark choice between Democrats' radical socialist agenda and the Republican agenda of freedom, security, and prosperity. Liz is a true patriot who represents the values of upstate New York and unapologetically fights for a strong America," end quote. Tonko has held the seat since 2008 and is considered unlikely that he would lose to a Republican. Democrat Riley Seberg, a military veteran who owns a marketing company, just announced he will take on Tonko in the June primary election. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Kate Lisa reports in the Ravenna News that Cowanstown officials think a curfew for young people is the way to solve loitering and vandalism problems. But the town's law enforcement head says a curfew would be unenforceable. Coyman's police chief, Daniel Contento, said, and I quote, "I don't see the curfew actually working because of the juvenile justice changes. You'd have to really reach out to a juvenile justice expert and find out what we can do to a 13, 14, and 15-year-old. It's a violation. You can't arrest them. Once we put hands on them, they're detained, and that's arresting them. Can you arrest them on a curfew law?" End quote. Coyman's officials reached out to other local towns with curfews. Catskill has not enforced their curfew law in about 20 years. Chatham has not enforced theirs for 15 years. In most other towns, the curfews were passed to target a small group of youth causing problems, and when the youth got older, the town forgot about the law. Coyman's police say they have a short list of the juveniles who they say loiter, fight, vandalize, or cause other issues in the village. Contento said, and I quote, "It varies between the ages and sexes, but for the most part, it's the same group," end quote. Read more about this story in the Ravenna News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.